This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister reiterates commitment to early childhood education. $200 million to be spent on sugar transformation projects in Westmoreland, and JPS customers to see reduction in bills. The details after the break.
Friday, January 15 is the new deadline for entries for the JCDC 2016 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music, and traditional folk forms, Jamaica Gospel Song, Jamaica Children's Gospel Song, and Jamaica Festival Song. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office for entry forms and other details.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has hailed the development of the new Union Gardens Infant School as an example of the government's commitment to early childhood education. The state-of-the-art institution, located off Spanish Town Road in the southwest St. Andrew constituency, was built at approximately $174 million through public-private partnership. Speaking at the official opening on Wednesday, the Prime Minister said early childhood education has remained one of the highest priorities of the government. 14% of the annual budget, or $11 billion, is allocated to early childhood and special education.
This $174 million investment in Union Gardens Infant School is a good investment. A good investment for the present and proper preparation for the future. This is a special gift to Southwest St. Andrew. It is a gift to our children and their development. And we, the people of this constituency, have an obligation to take very good care of it.
The Union Gardens Infant School was developed out of an initiative of the Union Gardens Foundation. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, through its Sugar Transformation Unit, will be undertaking several projects in Westmoreland under the European Union-funded Sugar Area Development Programme by September 2016. Approximately $200 million will be spent on the projects. Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan says this is in addition to approximately $450 million already spent on 34 projects funded by the Sugar Transformation Program in Westmoreland.
Going forward, SDU will be undertaking several projects valued at approximately $200 million, including the renovation of the Delphland Health Center, construction and equipping of a computer laboratory at St. Paul's Primary School, construction of a greenhouse at Grange Hill High School, construction and equipping of computer laboratory at George's Plain Primary School, the renovation and refurbishing of Shrewsbury Lockwood Childhood Institution, and the upgrading of the Bath Early Childhood Institution.
The Junior Agriculture Minister adds that since 2009, over $6 billion has been spent on projects under the sugar transformation programs. Jamaica Public Service Company Limited, JPS, customers will see a 4.12% reduction in their electricity bills this month as the company passes on savings from falling fuel prices. The fuel and IPP charge on bills for January is $10.67 per kilowatt hour, compared to the charge of $11.83 per kilowatt-hour applied to December bills. Corporate Communications Officer at the JPS, Audrey Williams, says this is the lowest fuel and IPP charge since 2005. The total cost per kilowatt-hour of electricity now stands at 21 U.S. cents or $25.29 for residential customers.
So customers will see not just this month, but several other months that there has been a reduction, a consistent reduction as the cost goes down internationally. We are passing it on to our customers.
And the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KCC, is boosting its public education efforts to help prepare for the possible introduction of the Zika virus into the island. The announcement was made by Mayor Angela Brown Burke during the first monthly meeting of the KCC for 2016. Mayor Brown Burke says neighborhoods are being targeted as access to information is one of the greatest tools in fighting the virus.
The KCC will be continuing our visits to the communities to educate residents, identify breeding and harboring sites, and take those actions that are necessary to make sure that the corporate area is fully prepared.
Trained youth workers have also been distributing information in schools, churches, and other public settings. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.